Hey, welcome back for another episode of Roll Digs, the official podcast of Montana Tech Athletics. I'm Paul Pedisco, and again, truly, thank you for joining us. It has been an interesting climb thus far. I had a lot of comments this past week, people telling me where they listen to the podcast. I have several that told me, you know, they throw it on when they're on the road, whether they're in state, whatever the case may be. I had a couple that listen when they're cleaning, which is scary, because trust me, I am not going to help you clean unless you want to come over and clean my joint. But wherever you do listen, wherever you do download, I thank you, as we have had a good run thus far. And I've been looking forward to this one, ladies and gentlemen. I have been pestering this young man for, well, basically since before school got started, before school got back this semester. I told him, I saw him in the tailgate, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna make you get on Roll Digs. We're going to sit down. We're going to talk about your time at Montana Tech, and we're going to talk about your senior campaign here at Montana Tech. And I am talking about basketball player Hayden Deacons. They'll lob it into OKK. Good ball movement out to Deacons. Hayden hits the front of the iron. Michael tips it out. Great pass to Deacons, and Deacons finishes.
Who's the best player on the floor right now?
Hayden Deacons is rolling. I was very impressed. He's a guy that says very, very little. I was giving him a hard time saying that, you know, he only speaks about five or six words a day. So I told him he was going to have to save up for like 3 weeks so that we could talk for, you know, half hour, 45 minutes. And he came in and actually was looking forward to it, I think, anyway, and had a really good chance to chat with Hayden Deacons, certainly one of mine and one of our favorite players here at Montana Tech. Hayden, over 1,000 points already in his career. He's averaging 10 points a game, about 7 rebounds a game as well. He just does it all, whether you need him to put the ball from the inside, obviously can hammer it home easily, good shooting percentage from the three-point line, but then you get into things like assists. He's averaging about 2 assists a game, nearly 200 on his career. He has 71 blocks, which is quickly climbing up the Montana Tech charts as well. And then over 112 steals coming into his senior campaign. Really look forward to this one. I apologize. I'm all over the map, but we had some things to chat about, and whatever Hayden found interesting to talk about, we were going to talk about. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, this is Hayden Deacons. Hayden Deacons, how you doing?
Living the dream.
Are you now? I mean, yep. It's bright and early on a Friday morning. You rolled yourself out of bed to come up here and talk to me. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
You, I think this one surprises a lot of people that you want to sit down and talk on the podcast because, I mean, what is your word limit a day? It feels like it's under 10.
No, it's more than 10. Depends on who I'm talking to.
All right, I got you. You are, I guess, again, good morning and thanks for being here. Senior year?
Senior year, yep.
How's that feel? Is it set in at all, or is it?
There's days where it sets in, and other days it just feels like I'm a freshman just going to school again.
Really?
Yeah.
When you look back at yourself as a freshman, what do you see? Like, if you're able to as a senior, you've obviously seen, you know, several freshman classes come in, some guys come in awfully green, awfully young. Do you remember that first time you strolled in as a green freshman?
I do remember. I remember running a lot of lines, screwing up a lot of times, but just playing hard and doing what I could when I was a young freshman.
Gotcha. Let's talk about what got you here. Talk about growing up in Geraldine, playing at Fort Benton. What are the things that kind of shaped you as a kid?
I would say definitely growing up, Dad was a high school basketball coach, so was at a lot of high school basketball practices when I was a young kid, just shooting on the side baskets with my older brother. Then towards getting a little bit older, started playing some travel basketball. Didn't really have many kids when I was at Geraldine in my class, so I would always play up 2 grades. Brother was a year older, and then we'd play with a bunch of kids 2 years older than me. Okay. And it was just one of those things where you have to figure out how to score. How can you contribute to the team and make the team better? And I feel like that's really helped me. Like my freshman year, it was like we got a lot of great scores, but how can I contribute to the team and make the team better? And that was on the defensive end, cutting, rebounding. So
I think that's the part for me anyway. And I wanted to talk to JT about it, and he and I talk about it all the time as far as your defensive skill set? And do you feel you approach the game differently than some or most in that respect? Do you put defense first, or is that just the way it feels on the court?
The crazy part is, like, defense was never, like, my... In high school, was a terrible defender. Like, I'll be honest, like, it was terrible.
Okay.
But then I realized, like, I think it might have been, like, the first meeting as a team my freshman year we were here, and coach, I think one of his words he said was, if you want to play, you got to defend. And I feel like I just kind of, like, took that one to heart, like... I want to play, so I got to figure out how to defend. And I mean, I screwed up a lot. I ran a lot because I was bad at defense to start the year. But then, like, you're guarding Sindhu Diallo every day in practice. You're going to have to be able to defend.
And I'm pretty sure I've told you this story, and I know that anybody who listens is sick of me telling this story. But that's one of the first times I remember watching you play was when we were in Texas, down to Waxahachie.
Yep.
For the NAIA playoffs, and I remember watching this young kid make Sindhu talk to himself. Like, I don't know if it was that was normal, but I in Texas, I don't think he put it in a basket. Like, you absolutely shut Sindhu down. And that's the one thing I truly remember coming back just going, holy man, like, Hayden just destroyed Sindhu. The excitement for, you know, you being, you know, advancing and getting out of the red shirt and going from there. That was a big, like, a memorable moment for me about you anyway.
Yeah, no, it was definitely fun every day just being able to compete against him. I mean, a phenomenal player, still playing overseas, to be able to show up every day and compete against him. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that.
I assume, please correct me if I'm wrong. With small town, I assume you played and did everything athletic-wise? Did you play football, run track, all of that?
Yep. Brand, I started in eighth grade, played varsity basketball in Fort Bend, and then football and track all 4 years. And
Was there ever a pull for any other sport? Or was it because of dad and the basketball there? Was it always basketball?
I would say just because of, like, my build. I mean, I came in as a freshman at 175, so I wasn't like... I was going to go play receiver, really. Like, I mean, I enjoyed football a lot, but, like, just was never, I kind of knew where
you're in.
I was going to go. Like, my football coach, like, said, probably you could get recruited, but, like, he knows that I'm going to go play college basketball.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Talk about high school basketball, starting as an eighth grader, or playing as an eighth grader anyway. Did you start as an eighth grader?
Did not start. Came off the bench.
Okay. But that's still a little intimidating.
Yeah, we would play quite that in the conference. They're really good teams. Box Elder, Hayes Lodge Bowl were elite teams. I mean, yeah. I think my eighth grade year, we were lucky if we got the ball across half court. Like, our goal was to get the ball across half court 15 times, and then hopefully we can score a few points. I think one time we were playing Hayes Lodge Bowl, and Hayes Lodge Bowl, I was a leading scorer with 6 points. We might have finished the game with 18.
Dang. Yeah, there was some skill and incredible back and forth on the floor with those two.
Yeah.
What are some things about high school that stand out for you? What are things that shaped you in high school?
I would definitely say football coach. I felt like he was just really a great leader to a lot of the whole team. Just, like, as a kid, you're just growing up and you're trying to, like, learn all these things, but he really kind of, like, shaped you into how to be a good person every single day.
Who's that?
Jory Thompson.
Okay.
Jace's dad.
Okay.
Yep.
And go ahead, please.
Just kind of a mentor to, like, all of us. I think I graduated with 6 football kids. So, like, we had a pretty good 8-man football team. So it's not like we got 11 guys. So we had.
Yeah. Well, when you graduate with 6 of them, I mean, that's.
Yeah. So we were pretty good back in the day. Yep. But he really kind of shaped us to who we were, I would say.
In that respect, what's the importance of, you know, growing up with a coach? You know, is a much different experience than most. You know, like, the idea of learning from multiple coaches.
I would just say, like, it's just a different mindset. Like, you're just, like, you're not going to go home and be like, oh, why are we doing this? It's just, like, in life, you're just going to have to do what you're asked to do. And that's just kind of, like, what football is like. You're going to go block for this, and then you're going to get rewarded in the end, I'd say.
What was important for when you start to get into your senior year in high school? You start thinking about college. What was important for you, or was it the idea of playing college ball?
I would just say, like, just growing up, that was just kind of always, like, parents, like, send us basketball camp every summer. Like, they're like, we're going to spend this money to reward ourselves, honestly, in the long run. Like, they come to every single game. Yeah. If they're not coming to my game, they're watching one of my little brothers, got it on the iPad, screaming at high school games. Why are you screaming at the iPads, like watching Aiden play the basketball game. And it's just, it was just kind of like, just, it was just kind of like built into me to go play college basketball, I feel like.
Who was the first, who were you recruited by?
Recruited by Tech, Northern, and Western.
Okay. What set Tech apart?
I would just say I kind of felt like they were up and coming. Coach Selva kind of, I played AAU basketball with him my senior year. So that was kind of a little tough when he left, but Coach Miller's great. So it was just up and coming, felt like they're going to be really good. I've been in Havre a lot, never really been in Butte that much, and okay. Feel like Tech's a pretty good school and not regretting my decision at all.
You know, you're part of, obviously, the dynasty that Coach Hyatt has built. But looking at it those first couple years, and like you say, seeing certainly the progress and the movement up, that it's not an easy of a decision then as it is now. You know, if you're getting recruited by Hyatt now, and you know he flashes the four rings, it's a little bit different than when he was out, you know, knocking on your door.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, just like now, it's probably pretty easy for him to recruit. Like, oh, we're top of the frontier right now, yeah. But.
How does it feel? I apologize if it's awkward, but I mean, right now you're kind of the hood ornament of this thing. What does that feel like? That, you know, you come in.
I feel like it just makes it even harder. I mean, like, it's easy to come to work every day and go to practice, but the target on your back every day, every time you win a championship, I mean, it just keeps on getting bigger and bigger, and everyone wants a piece of Tech and wants to beat you. So you're gonna get everyone's best effort every single game you play.
Have you felt that ire growing through the years? You know, because who were, like, when you came in as a freshman, what were the rivalries?
I would say in the frontier, you're getting ready for every single game. I mean, when you would play teams three times, like, they know what you're doing, you know what they're doing, but they're going to come compete every single time. And it just seems odd to me, but whenever Tech goes and plays away game, the gym's full, but other games are watching film and there's just no one in the gym. So everyone wants the piece of Tech lately.
Yeah. And does it feel like that is amped up every year?
Like, yeah, I feel like it just keeps growing and growing, and the crowds are a little bit more rowdy.
Are you looking forward to not playing everybody three times?
I think it's going to be nice just because of the scouting level. Like, you're not going to have to be like, oh, yep, they know this play's coming. Like, how are we going to change? So, like, we're not going to have to prep. We're going to have to prep more just because we've got more teams. But, like, this is going to be different. I think it's going to be better for the frontier.
What are you looking forward to this year? As a senior, as a new conference, what are the things that, you know, you've been in the gym for a couple weeks. You know, you did your 20s. Sorry, is that still a little too fresh? I'm sorry.
No, the 20 and 20 is over with and got it done with. So we can talk about all we want right now.
All right. Yeah. The last time you'll ever have to worry about it.
Yep. Last time.
That feel good?
It felt really good. Yeah.
Give us a rundown of what 20 and 20 is.
20 suicides in 20 minutes. You start, first suicide, you start at 1940. You got 40 seconds to complete the first one, and then it slowly just kind of dwindles down to the last one. You're running at 31 seconds. So,
okay.
Pretty brutal, but it's worth it in the long run.
Is that something that, did that set in right away? Because of coming, you know, being ingrained in basketball that long where you understand that the work is going to pay off, you know, because obviously Coach Hyatt is not an easy coach by any stretch of the imagination. Having that in you early, does that help, you think? The idea of the work is what is going to pay dividends later?
I would say definitely, just because, like, playing football growing up, like, you're undersized, you've got to work, like, you just got to figure out ways to improve and do all these little things for it to pay off in the long run. Like, you're going to get beat up as a freshman, but you're going to be able to smack some kids when you're a senior in high school.
Is that same thing hold true in college? Now that you're a senior, you able to smack some freshmen around?
I would say so, definitely. Like, a little bit stronger than the freshman when I was a freshman. I mean, like, that's just a little bit older.
Yeah. Talk about, like, the leadership side of things. You know, obviously Coach Hyatt is, and we'll talk about Coach here shortly as well, but do you feel that leadership, is that something you took on naturally? Because, like I say, I give you a hard time, and you're not exactly a vocal guy. On the floor, you don't show a ton of emotion. You're pretty, what looks like even keel. So that's, I'll give you that, which by your look is not the case. But talk about the leadership side of thing, and has that always been in you?
I would definitely say it wasn't always in me, like, but just, like, since I've got to college, it definitely, like, grown, like, just watching all the great leaders ahead of me, just kind of like see how they led the team. And it was just kind of like, this is your job now. Like, you're a senior, you got to step up to the plate and be the vocal leader of the team.
Okay. Has it been something that you've enjoyed, or has it been kind of a hard process?
I would say it's kind of enjoyable just to be able to talk to them, because like, I feel like everyone kind of understands, like, I've been around the block once or twice, so they know what I'm talking. I know what I'm talking about for the most part.
You certainly have been around the block. I would have to think, you know, you talk about the idea of a target on the team's back. You as an individual have to have a monster target on your back for the success you have had. You know, both sides of the ball. There are always players that everybody's like, bye. See you later. It's hope to, well, great. Go get your diploma and walk off. I would have to assume there's going to be a lot of parties when Hayden Deacons gets his degree and moves on from Frontier Conference basketball.
Yeah, I would just say, like, definitely there's going to be a target on my back this year, but I'm just going to have to play the game I play and see what happens.
Do you let any of that affect you?
Not really. I mean, it's definitely, there's times where it's a little bit frustrating, like they're trying to take this away, but we'll see what happens. Like, you're just going to have to see how they're going to play you.
Okay.
Every game's going to be different. Are they going to face guard you? Are they going to deny you in the post, or see what they do? So we'll see.
You're kind of sick of playing against guys in your own team. Are you ready for another team yet, or are you to that point?
I'm ready for another team.
All right.
It's tough when you call out a play call and some people are understanding, oh, this is where the action's going. The ball's going to go to the post right here, or this ball's going to go to a shooter. So
okay, it'd
be nice to play a different team and be able to defend a different team as well.
Talk about Coach Hyatt. Let's talk about Coach. Coach feels like, to me, like a throwback, where he's hard on you guys. I mean, he really comes down on you, but there's a whole lot of love there. But it doesn't feel like, in today's era, it doesn't feel like that's seen a whole lot, maybe allowed a whole lot, maybe is the word. I don't know what the word is, but he is he's demanding of you guys every day in practice, and certainly every game day.
I would just say, though, like, if your coach doesn't care about you, like, if he wants the best for you when he's yelling at you, like, if you're getting yelled at, he knows you have more potential than you're showing right now.
And agreed.
So if you just, you're going to get yelled at, like, that's just the way the world is. Like, you're not going to be perfect. You're going to screw up, but
yeah,
it's just, how are you going to recover from that, bounce back, and change how you approach things?
Talk about Coach Hyatt away from the game of basketball, away from the gym anyway, let's say. What can you tell people about Coach Hyatt that they might not know, or things that you've learned about him in your years here at Tech?
Supposedly he's a pretty good golfer is what I've heard. He always talks about that he's a good golfer.
Okay. No proof, though.
I've seen him swing at Top Golf a few times, but
okay,
he says he can play around par, I think, or pretty close to, on a par 3 course, so at Highlands.
Which way would you bet that?
I don't know.
So we're saying the par 3 course.
Yep.
So we're saying par is 27 on the par 3. Mike, you notice quick math?
Thank
you. If we set the over-under at 27, which way are you betting?
I would set the line at probably about 30, but
okay,
I would probably take over 30.
I think I would too.
Yeah.
We're going to hear about this, sorry.
No, we are too.
Yeah. Okay.
Probably not going to be very happy. Probably going to tell me to get on the line or something.
Yeah. Probably. And if that's the case, I will come in and watch maybe. I'll sit and drink coffee and, yeah, we'll take it together. He is, I'm not sure I have met anyone more competitive than Adam Hyatt in everything.
Competitive, yes. That's a great word to describe, yeah.
And it's so fun, you know, it's been interesting because obviously I knew him before I started working here, you know, calling games and radio, and I thought I had a pretty clear picture then, but then you're around him every day and he comes riding through with his scooter. maybe we can discuss the scooter later. But it changed, you know, that perspective changes like every day. You know, there's something new about the way he approaches life and the people he puts around him. He's a pretty special individual.
Yeah, definitely. Like if he ever plays with us in the spring or something, you always want to be on his team because the fouls are always for him, never against him. And he just plays with such great energy and pace, and the game, it just makes the game, when you're playing with him, it makes it very enjoyable. Yeah.
So when you came in as a freshman, you know, what are the things you have learned, the ways you've grown, and kind of give me the rundown of freshman year on here at Montana Tech coming into your senior year? How have you changed and evolved?
I'd say definitely like my freshman year. Like I just like after my redshirt year is definitely kind of like looking at like got some recruits coming in. Like not sure really what's going to happen. A little worried just like, am I going to be able to see the floor at all this year? And then I kind of like started looking at it. I was like, we need a defender. Like, how can I help the team? And it was just, I got to be able to defend one of the better players every single night and cut, rebound, do all the little things. And then like every year it's kind of just a little bit different. Like the next year, kind of like the same role, I would say.
Okay.
And then last year was more like the ball's in your hands a little bit more. Like first for a couple of years, I didn't really dribble. If I was dribbling, I was going to score, make a layup, go dunk it or something. Yep. But I wasn't like going to create something for other players. And now it's like creating a little bit more. It's just different every year. Like you're just going to have to see what adapt to like what the team needs, I would say. You're always adapting every year.
Yeah. And I think that's a huge part of your success is your ability to adapt and your willingness to immediately. You know, I mean, you're not you're certainly not a one-trick pony and you know, you're adaptable and an outstanding player on both sides of the floor. Were you excited when it became more of a like the ball in your hands and you kind of controlling the offensive side a little bit more last year? Or was there more pressure you put on yourself in that scenario?
I would definitely say there's just a little bit more pressure, but at the same time, I mean, it's always fun. Like when you're a competitor, you always want the ball in your hands, yeah. Like to go make a play.
So coming into your senior year, what's changing this year? Is it a little bit, is there anything else that's being folded in or is it just kind of a mix of all of it?
Mix of all of it, but I mean, might play a little bit of the point guard position this year. So
you got a smirk going, man. Tell me what you've been working on so far.
Playing the point guard, trying to see if I can do that. But
okay,
we'll see.
All right.
Some days it's great. Other days it's just kind of it's just different. Like you're just in a different position, dribbling the ball up all the time.
Yeah.
Getting pressure and trying to handle that pressure, but also be able to call out the plays and run the offense.
Is that exciting?
It's a little bit exciting, but just kind of a little bit scary at the same time because you just don't know what's going to happen. I mean, a totally different spot I've been in first time in since I was in high school, really dribbling the ball much. Yeah.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, you might as well play, you know, 1 through 5. That's the only spot you've really missed so far here at Tech. So why not?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, might as well have some fun.
Talk about the locker room. I think when I think of you coming in as a freshman, that team felt like a really, you know, the last couple of years especially have been a really tight-knit unit, group of guys that really enjoyed being around one another. And was that senior-driven kind of stuff where the seniors were kind of the focal point of that, or has that just been kind of team mentality throughout?
I would definitely say, like, when I first showed up, it just seemed like it was, I mean, it's team together, everything. So, like, you're just, everyone buys in. Like, if one person's not bought in, it's not team together. But I feel like everyone person that's been on this team is bought into what we're trying to succeed here.
And has that been the case throughout period?
Every year, just like, yeah, everyone's buying in.
Nice.
To what coach has to say.
It feels that way, you know, being around you guys and even in games, like it just feels like there is happiness for each other before self a whole lot. And that, I think that changes a whole lot of things.
Yeah. I feel like just like a couple plays last year, like, Braden Cook makes a big shot. Everyone's celebrating him.
Yeah.
Keely Bake makes a big shot. Everyone's celebrating him. Like, everyone wants to celebrate team success.
So one of Keely's, like, 45-footers actually falls. Is that
what
you're talking about?
Okay. Yeah.
You happy that he's on the bench still harassing you?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be enjoyable. Coach Bake.
How scary is that?
It's pretty crazy when he's calling the plays for you. I look at the sideline, and he's telling me what Blake called around. I'm like, oh, good Lord. And then, like, he'll be sitting over there in practice and, like, why aren't you guys shooting that? And it's a pull-up transition three. It's like, not everyone's like you, Keely Bake.
One of my favorite things to do always, the transition threes from Keely, is to watch Coach Hyatt, where, you know, if for some reason he's sitting down, you know, he's on, like, the front 2 inches of the chair. And if Keely shoots one of those transition threes, you can see like the back foot move just for him to stand up, like just to yell at Keely or pull him out of the game. And if it drops, he just kind of sags and like watches the ball go back the other way.
Yeah,
you know,
just like, oh, good thing you made that one.
Like, ooh, or else you'd be sitting with me, buddy. Yeah. Be all good. Let's talk about Tyler Miller as an assistant coach and obviously as a leader. Give me your rundown on Ty and what he means to this program.
He does a lot. I mean, every single day he's always in the gym. First one in the gym probably every single practice, getting everything set up. I mean, he runs drills, does all of our team meals, team gear, getting everything ready for us. I mean, he, without him, we would not be where we were today, I would say.
Yeah, he's an outstanding piece. What is I gave you I made you give us something about Coach Hyatt that most people might not know. What about Ty? What's something you can drop about Coach Miller that the general public might miss?
Oof. I would just say he's very accountable. Like, you can always count on him. Like, no matter what, he'll always be there for you, no matter what situation you're in. But, and I would say, definitely for like the film aspect, I mean, I don't know how many hours he puts in film every single day. Yeah. Just especially in conference play. This year we're going to be playing back to back, so I know he's going to be, Friday nights are going to be a lot, just trying to game plan for the next day.
Yeah. The, and we'll talk schedule and all that, and we'll get there in a second. But what sets this team apart this year from last year, the year before? What's different that you've seen out of this Montana Tech team right now?
I would just say, like, playing a little bit different offense, like, the ball's moving. But I would say, like, we're very similar to previous years. Like, we're very connected and very team-oriented with everything we do.
Okay. And obviously, if you're not playing defense, you're not playing.
Yeah.
It's pretty much the way of life with Coach Hyatt.
Yeah, you got to defend. I mean,
yeah. Is there anything in this senior year you're looking forward to? Is the game at home, the preseason game at home, something you're excited about, nervous about? What does that mean?
Yeah, the game in Fort Bend's definitely going to be special. A little bit nervous for it, just in the fact that gonna have to put on a show, I think, because the buzz around Fort Bend is pretty high right now. Where can we get the tickets? I mean,
yeah, good for you.
It's still October, but I mean, they canceled the high school basketball game.
Okay.
So that we could play. So
I love that tradition. I think when Coach Hyatt talked to me about it a while ago, I think that is special. I mean, beyond special. The idea of being able to go play in your old gym and get a little nostalgia rolling, man. There's a whole lot of love for you out there, and it'll be fun to pack that place.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like, even when we show up to Great Falls, Fort Bend brings a big crowd, so I'm sure being able to play it at home in Fort Bend will hopefully be a pretty packed house. I know the band teacher of Fort Bend is pretty excited about it.
Nice.
Not a Tech fan, but didn't go to Tech or anything, went down to Bozeman, but now he's a Tech super fan.
Okay. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
We got a lot of Tech super fans. I don't even know. Might go to end up at Carroll College, but they'll be a Tech super fan by the time they're done.
There you go.
Yeah.
What else are you looking forward to game-wise, or kind of how this season shapes out? Because obviously we're going to see a lot of changes. You know, you guys are going to make a lot of trips back east. We're going to see some new teams. Dickinson, certainly a school and a program we're used to with the last several years. Going to see some miles and some Friday, Saturday action.
Yeah, I'd just definitely say, like, Friday nights are going to be fun, but, like, it's that next day, Saturday night, being able to try and come back after you play 30 minutes in that game or something. How can you bounce back? Like, hopefully we can win that first game, obviously, but if you lose that first game, how are you going to be able to bounce back and win that next game? And just, like, every weekend, if you're playing Friday, Saturday, I mean, it's going to be a long season, but how is the team going to be able to adapt to that? Like,
how does this Tech team, how do you think that suits you guys? I mean, from my side, it feels like Hyatt's conditioning program is off the charts, and we already discussed the 20s. But it feels like that is something that would be very beneficial for somewhat fresher legs on Saturday and a little bit more air.
Definitely. Like, obviously, you want to get out to a hot start Friday night in that first game. Hopefully, you can get a nice lead, but not probably play as many minutes, but it's going to really come down to how deep your team is, how many players can be on the floor that he can trust and make an impact on the game.
Who are those players this year? Who are the guys that you're seeing in practice? Who are the guys that either we're familiar with or new faces that you think are going to make some pretty significant impacts this year for the Digs?
I think Connor Machado's going to make a very good impact. Ethan Venema, definitely. Had a redshirt last year, going to make a good impact, but we'll see. I mean, it's just, we're still young into the season, and it's hard to tell right now just because we haven't really played an official game. So
yeah,
we'll see what happens down the road.
Okay. So as far as the senior year goes, you're getting a special treat in the idea of the Frontier Conference. We're obviously under one roof, but we're in under our roof. We're going to be at the Butte Civic Center for the Frontier Conference tournament. What does that mean to you and to the team?
I feel like it's special. I mean, every time there's a big game in Butte, it seems like the hyper's completely full, rocking. And so being able to play the Frontier Conference there is going to be electric, I would say. I mean,
the Civic Center is such a good venue.
Yeah.
It's such a, in my opinion, it's the best basketball venue. Like lighting, you guys will play on a new floor. There'll be a brand new floor.
Yeah.
So, the tournament being in town is going to be a rip.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely going to be fun. I mean, I love playing in the Four Seasons. I can't lie, though. I mean,
really?
Probably my favorite gym in Montana.
To play in?
I would say to play in. I haven't really played a game in the Civic Center. I've practiced there a few times, but never really played a game. But I've played quite a few games in the Four Seasons, and it's just kind of...
I have to ask the important question. Have you had to watch a game in the Four Seasons?
I've watched a few games. I mean, you are a ways away from the floor in the Four Seasons.
Okay. I'm just... Haven't heard many raving reviews for the Four Seasons, so that's a first.
No.
Where did you play, go?
Play divisional basketball there for 4 years.
Yeah.
You kind of enjoy it, and then you end up playing the Frontier Conference there, so it's just...
All right.
A home away from home.
Okay. Yeah, and I mean, it's not like you've had any bad stretches on that floor by any stretch of the imagination either.
No. Won a few games there for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that your favorite floor to play on? What is your favorite floor?
I would say that one. I definitely feel like it's got a little spring to the floor.
Okay.
Nice soft rims.
Let's just put it for wrestlers out there, for any wrestlers that have no idea what you're talking about as far as basketball goes, give us the rundown of what sets a good gym apart. Like you say, springy floors. Talk to me like I'm a wrestler.
I really don't even know like how to describe a springy floor. I just know that like you can just definitely like first time you jump on it, like you just feel like you got a little, like it gives a little bit, so then you can just explode off a little bit more. Like Chester High School, old gym, really springy floor.
Okay.
Be able to try and dunk it there before a game and then Turner, Montana, tiny little gym.
Yep. I've been in the Turner gym.
Yep. Floor is extremely springy.
Like, really?
Yes.
Okay.
If you ever want to try your first dunk, go to Turner, Montana and see if you can dunk one.
Home of the Tornadoes.
Yep.
Okay. Really? All right. So what else separates a good gym?
I would say definitely just the style of play. Like if the floor's got to be really clean. Like I just don't like if it's dirty or like you're just sliding around, I just feel like I struggle just in the fact that like I'm trying to go full speed and can't really like get a good feel for the floor.
Okay. Talk about, I always hear backboards. What the idea of distance from backboards to the wall? What are the things you like to see when you walk in? Do you like the backboard hanging like I think of like Providence, where you know it feels like it's right there above the doors? Is that good, bad, or would you like some space behind it? What do you like?
I don't mind those just because I feel like in high school that's what you growing up playing. Like a lot of gyms are backboard and then wall right away, but definitely just like how the Four Seasons is, I just like generally just like how those hoops are laid out and a lot of space, but other gyms it's just a little bit different.
Wow. I feel like we're a paid advertisement for the Four Seasons all of
a sudden.
But
I mean the Civic Center, like those are very
you didn't have to go there. I'm saying, man.
No, the practice, like I've enjoyed just those types of arenas.
The Four Seasons.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Who's the guy in the locker room that who brings life to the locker room?
I'll definitely say Carson Peffer.
Okay.
He's just always kind of got a little life to him. He's always got a smile or a grin on him. He's always got something a little funny to say.
Okay.
To bring life back into everyone.
Who's the comedian in the locker room? Is it Peff?
Yeah.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Who else tries?
Lane Love tries. He tries really hard.
A little too hard?
Yeah, sometimes.
Is it a youth thing? Do you think that'll come under wing a little bit later?
I don't know. He's always trying to make someone laugh, and sometimes I'll tell him, Lane, it's not that funny. I didn't laugh. He doesn't think it's very funny, but I think it's kind of funny saying that to him.
Okay. What else should people know about the locker room? You know, about you guys as a group.
I would just say that knowing like this season, we're just going to compete every single day. Like every day, we're going to keep getting better. we're going to start where we're going to have a starting point and we're going to have a finishing point. We're just going to have to climb the mountain and see how far we can get.
Yeah.
And obviously, we want to end up back in Kansas City, especially ending on a high note. Go to Kansas City and see what can happen. But
yeah.
I assume that's the expectation. Is it obviously that's a goal, but is it to the point now where it's an expectation of we're Kansas City bound, period?
I just feel like I went there my freshman year and we've kind of just fell short every year since, and that's where I want to be at the end of the year. I hope to be on a plane flying to Kansas City and see what can happen there. But
yeah, good for you.
We'll see what happens.
Okay. So let's talk the school side of things. What are you studying?
Got my 2-year civil engineering technology degree down at Highlands.
Okay.
Now I'm finishing up my accounting degree.
Okay, good for you. Is that, will you graduate in the fall or in the spring?
In the spring,
In spring, okay.
Got about 2 more classes to take after this semester, so I'm wrapping it up pretty quick.
Good for you. Feel good?
Feels pretty good, yeah.
That side of it, you're much happier to come to an end, the schooling side than the basketball side?
Definitely getting a little tired of school, but...
So let's, next steps. You are in a position where we've had multiple guys in your locker room go overseas and play ball and still playing ball with Sindhu and Aza and, you know, Belly went over and then now you got Fee signing as well. Yep. What kind of path does that lay for you? Is that of something that you're like, yeah, I want to keep doing this.
Definitely have some interest. I definitely just not really sure right now. Just kind of like, hopefully make it through the season, see what happens like after the season, but stay healthy through the whole season. And that was the one thing is like, if I go overseas, like I want to be healthy. Like if I'm banged up, I mean, it's just,
yeah,
sometimes you just got to move on, but definitely want to give it a try. I mean, uncle played overseas. So that was just kind of like one of those things, like it'd be pretty cool to go play over there and see what happens. I mean,
yeah, the run of players we have had, and obviously they were exceptional at this level. It's not surprising to see their success at the next level either.
Yeah, no, they're doing extremely well over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you, how many of those guys you keep in touch with?
Every once in a while I'll talk to them, but not too much right now lately. Yeah.
Is there any, do you pitch him a hard time and get after him a little bit?
Well, Sindhu, I mean, he was supposed to show up here for basketball camp this summer and he didn't show.
Yeah. I think we had an interview scheduled and I'm still waiting for him to sit in that chair.
Cause he told me, oh, I'm going to play you one-on-one. I'm like, all right, Sindhu, we can come play. And never showed. And he was talking to Cam the other day, and I started talking to him, and he says, I was working or something over in Washington, but I don't know.
He was scared of you.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
That's what I heard, too. Yeah. No show.
Sindhu is scared of Hayden. I mean, I don't know where to go from that.
Yeah. But hopefully one day he'll show back up.
What are the things you love about Butte? Are there things you love about Butte first?
No, definitely just say like it's like a big small town. Like everyone knows who you are and they enjoy who you are. Like everyone shows up to the games. I mean, like coming from a small town, you're just like, oh, you're going to a big town. Like not really sure about this, but definitely makes it feel like a home away from home.
Had you been to Butte much before you signed here?
I mean, came to a few basketball camps, but I've never really like spent the day. Like I really had no clue what, like I knew a few things in Butte, but like didn't really know what Butte was about that much.
Okay. So you would come to like high intensity, the camps.
Yeah.
Okay. And is that how that conversation kind of started?
That's really like, yeah, I would say like probably he probably had no clue who I was, showed up as a sophomore. Yeah. Going to be a sophomore to basketball camp and had a coach. And I mean, that's kind of where he kind of saw who I was. And then the next year I came back and then like I would play at dinner time with them and then kind of all fell
good
into place. Yeah.
Yeah. What was your first, do you remember what your first thoughts of Butte were when you get here as a freshman? Let's say even like now we have, you know, like a month and a half into classes, basketball, you know, your practices have started. What do you remember what you thought about Butte or at that time? Was it already set in or was it still kind of an oddity out there for you?
It was still just a little bit like, I'm not so sure about this place, but I mean, it's a great place. Can't lie. I mean, everyone hates on Butte a lot in Montana, but I feel like it's a a great place to live.
Is it kind of a home to you? Is it funk turned into that?
I'll consider myself like a Butte rat or something.
All right. I mean, we'll take you. I mean, obviously, you have to fill out the paperwork. Yeah. It has to go in front of the council. But I think you should be fast-tracked.
All right.
You should be just fine. Yeah. Beyond basketball, what are you, what's next? Like, what are you looking to do? What do you want to do?
That's the one thing I'm really not so sure.
Okay.
I know back in central Montana, the wind blows, so hopefully the wind will blow me into a right place. Okay. See where it fall takes me.
Wind blows in central Montana.
Yeah.
Okay. I felt like you had that one written down and you wanted to use that somewhere.
No, I did want to use that one.
That was solid. Are there any others that you haven't that I haven't teed you up for that you wanted to get out?
No, I don't. I don't got anything. But I just really just kind of like living life right now and seeing where it takes me. I mean, go play basketball this season, get my degree, and I've talked to a few people about maybe getting a job, but like if I'm gonna go overseas, really there's gonna be hard to get a job if I'm gonna.
It's gonna be a little bit difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. I like that you're kind of that day by day. We'll see what comes in next, see what the wind blows in.
Yep.
I think that will serve you awfully well in life, you know, whether it's basketball or not. That's one of those where I feel like if you put things in stone or you try to put things in stone, there's expectations that get squashed and there's dreams that kind of get, you know, that kind of thing. But yeah. I think if you're just kind of willing to go with what you're able to do, I think you're going to set yourself up far better.
Yeah. If all things fail, I can always just go be a hired man for my dad for a couple months and see where. Live at the house and figure out a place.
So for a couple months, who would be the impetus of like, yeah, this is over. Like, I can't. Would it be him going, Hayden, you're not cutting the slack anymore? You'd be like, Dad, you need to get off my case. Which side of that would break first?
Ooh, I really don't know. I don't think, like, you're talking about, like, as the farm?
Yeah, I mean, is it?
Oh, he would never fire me, no.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Because he needs the hands that much or because of your abilities and skill set?
I would say both. Definitely just like have a pretty good skill set. I mean, I remember didn't go to kindergarten, so I got a story. Didn't go to kindergarten for about the first semester or something. Ended up getting a four-wheeler
from
my grandpa at Christmas, and he says, yeah, you either get the four-wheeler or you don't. Go back to school. So I was like, oh, well, I guess I'll go back to school and get the four-wheeler. And I was working with him one day, and I was, I don't know, 5 or 6 years old, and we were probably 8 miles away. And he's like, well, we got a semi full of hay, and we got a tractor. You're driving one of them home. I mean, that's just really the first experience. It was just like,
yep.
Growing up, that's just what you did. You have to figure it out.
And yep.
You learn a lot when you're one of the older brothers. You get thrown in some situations that probably aren't the best situation, but you're going to figure it out.
That's life. I mean, that's the life you were raised in, the life that was necessary. And obviously it has taught you an incredible amount about who you are and about how to kind of put one foot in front of the other. It's not a bad thing.
No, I mean,
why'd you skip a semester of kindergarten?
Just really didn't want to go and feel like I was just work on the farm and I think I went to work every day. Like, I would just go right around and do what we already did.
You'd get up in the morning, put on your bibs.
Yeah.
Go out and have a bowl of malt meal and off to work you'd go?
Off to work, bring back my lunch and hop in the tractor and off we went.
I picture like a wheat sprig in your mouth too, you know, kind of like, you know, the oh shucks kind of kid, you know?
Eh, no.
No? Okay. No. Too far?
Yeah.
Okay. Obviously, family is a big part of your success, I would assume.
Yeah.
Talk about that a little bit. Talk about what, you know, your family and what they mean to you and just kind of all your family life, if you will.
I would definitely say like very close knit. I mean, I wouldn't say like we're the perfect family, but I would say like as kids, like we were always doing stuff together. Like we were always competing or like, I mean, we had a basketball hoop downstairs in the basement and it was an 8-foot high ceiling maybe. And
how many stitches were administered to any of your siblings on that basketball hoop through the years?
I think the youngest brother got a few because we ended up having to put a tin wall because we put too many holes in the wall. Like someone got pushed in the wall and
through the plaster and the drywall.
Was sheetrock everywhere.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and the hoop is very, like, it's about broken right now. I mean,
okay,
wasn't a breakaway, and it got yanked out of the wall a few times. I mean, there was some tears, there was some blood. I mean,
okay,
I think they definitely regret not just getting a separate spot for the basketball hoop.
An actual hoop, like an exterior one?
No, like there's an exterior. Like we had an outdoor hoop, but like in the winter, I mean, you're just not going to go outside, but maybe a shed that was heated or something. But but when it's downstairs, they were not very happy with us a few times.
Really?
So always screaming, you guys need to quiet down, but it was fun.
Who is in your, how many siblings?
Three brothers.
Three brothers?
Yeah.
My mom's a saint.
Yeah, that's what everyone says.
That's just the case. Out of the four brothers, who's the toughest?
Ooh.
You have one older and two younger, right?
One older and two younger.
Okay.
As of right now, I would say the oldest brother is probably the toughest, but the youngest brother, I mean, he's going to be pretty mean when he gets to, yeah.
Okay. Is he starting to get that walk like he thinks he's going to
be? He knows he thinks he's the biggest and baddest.
Okay.
Right now. Sophomore in high school.
Oh, yeah. So it almost, he knows a lot, but he doesn't know everything yet. When senior in high school is when you learn everything, right?
Yeah.
When you know everything in the world.
Yeah, no, he's definitely going to think he's the top dog.
And when you look at him, in what you were driving tractors at 5 years old, I assume at that point you probably had a chew in as well?
No.
Are you really? Okay.
Maybe a jerky chew or something.
All right, I got you. Do you now look at your younger siblings, your brothers, and just go, man, you guys are soft. Like you didn't have to do this.
Oh,
we have have it so nice, so easy?
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of arguing in the summer.
Really?
I remember when I was doing this, and I mean, there's a lot of bickering at each other, but I mean, at the end of the day, we'll get over it. So,
But I assume it comes down to the idea that you're like, well, I was right.
Yeah.
Is there a separation with you and your older brother against the younger brothers, or what's the
I would definitely say pecking order? Me and the older brother have, like, we went through way worse. Like, we had to do all these crappy jobs, and now we're doing them with you. But when I was 15 years old, this was us by ourselves.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now there's more hands, it's not near as hard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
What do you think the somebody like I've got Lane Love in the front of my mind, so we're just going to go with Lane. What do you think somebody like Lane could learn from throwing around horse poop, working on a farm? What are the things that these city boys could learn? And
definitely say some days are fun, but other days, I mean, you really just do not want to wake up and go to work. Like, you just know, like, so what's the job we're doing tomorrow? And then dad will say, this is what we're doing. You're just like, oof. I hope it rains all day so we don't have to go to work. But it's just like.
Then you know it'll stack up and you have more to do the next day.
But it's just like, you just never know. I mean, just get the job done.
Yeah.
The faster you get the job done, the more you're going to accomplish. And I feel like definitely like working at the foundation, just like, I feel like sometimes they're like, you got that job done so fast. I was like, well, I'm just going to get it done because I'm not going to take my sweet time.
Well, and you drive a caddy golf cart around.
I do. I do whip the golf cart around quite a bit. They say, here's the keys. Go for a spin, basically.
And they're fast.
They are pretty fast.
They're nice. Those Volt carts are awful nice.
Yeah, 25 miles an hour.
All right. So let's talk about your time here at Tech again, and then I'll cut you loose and you can go work out. Is that what you got? You got weights?
Got weights pretty soon.
All right. When you look at your time here, what are some of the moments that stand out? What are some of the things that you think will be with you forever?
Definitely saying, like, obviously winning the conference tournament, like, every year, it's just definitely special being able to cut down the nets. And then obviously going down to Kansas City. I mean, I don't think many people thought we would end up down in Kansas City. Like, Caleb Belich goes down, and it was just kind of like, we're playing with house money at that point. Like, we're just like, this player goes down, we're just going out there and having fun at this point, like, see what we can do and end up down in Kansas City. I mean, down in Kansas City, it's a fun place to be.
Is it?
Yeah.
Was the energy different?
I'll say it's definitely different. I mean, just like, not a lot of fan. We didn't have a big fan base, but hopefully if we get down there this year, might have a little bit bigger of a fan base.
Possibly.
Some of my roommates said that, yeah, well, I don't got football this spring. You guys make it to Kansas City. I'm going down there. I said, all right, perfect. Sounds good to me.
More the merrier.
Yeah.
There's several flights that go east. You know, yeah. you don't have to load a wagon anymore. It's fine. You can get down there.
But just definitely, I don't know, just every game is different. I mean, like some of those games where you probably didn't play your best and you ended up winning the game, it just definitely feels nice at the end of the day, looking back on it.
Give me what you think your impact to this program has been. You've made a hell of an impact. So in your opinion, what kind of impact has that been?
I would just say definitely like being able to compete every day, like understanding like you can show up every day and get better. Like you're not going to be the best player to start. Like you might come in, like you graduate high school, you're the best player, but you're starting at the bottom of the chain and just be able to grow each and every single day, every year, like taking every day, like you have to use every day to your advantage. Spring ball, doesn't matter if it's fall ball, running lines, but you just have to compete.
You feel like you have done that in your time?
I feel like I've competed pretty hard in my time here at Tech.
I don't think anybody would argue with that at all. Yeah. At all. You have won, I feel like, every accolade in the Frontier Conference to this point because you were freshman of the year. You've got defensive player.
No, freshman of the year.
You weren't? I thought you were freshman of the year, too.
Nope.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that a sore spot?
No, it's not a sore
it's
spot.
It's not a sore spot? All right.
The only sore spot I have in basketball is not playing in the Montana-Wyoming game.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But
that still haunts you a little bit, doesn't it?
Oh, it definitely haunts me, okay. But it is what it is, I guess.
Wow. Is there any way to, get around this to get it off of your burdens and something you don't worry about any longer?
No, I mean, I feel like playing at Tech. I mean, it's can't get any better. I mean, when you're winning conference championships, I'm not really too worried about the Montana Wyoming game. I just think it's kind of funny.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah,
and motivation's a good thing sometimes.
Yeah, there's definitely some motivation. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Who are some of the guys that you really like playing against? You know, we talked about the fact that Sindhu made you better and getting after him. Who are the guys that, you know, you have played over the last several years in the Frontier that you're like, yep, that is fun basketball?
I would definitely say guarding, like playing against any UP guy. I mean, they always got a skilled guard and
yeah,
they can get to the rim. They can shoot the three-pointer. I mean, you have to be on your A game or else you're going to get torched. And I mean, we've got torched a few times, but I mean, when you're on your A game, it's fun to be able to play defense against them. And
yeah, I think it's safe to say you've had more guys talking to themselves than you've been scorched.
Yeah.
Does that feel pretty good when you're able to shut somebody down and you're in their head that bad when you can just see them rattled?
It does feel. I mean, I'd rather probably lock someone down than be able to score over them just because knowing that, like, I stopped you from scoring. Yeah.
Would that surprise freshman self?
Definitely would, just especially like showing up here. I was just like, I mean, in high school, I would shoot a lot of three-pointers. And then I just kind of like, the thing was like when I was a young kid, like I was small, undersized. So like finally started to grow. I was like, man, I'm decently athletic. Like I can get to the rim now, put a little weight on. Now I can be able to really get to the rim. And that's just kind of how my game's evolved, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else we didn't cover? I mean, is there any other laundry you want to throw out there? I mean, obviously, Montana-Wyoming game. It's a fresh wound. I didn't realize. I apologize. Yeah. Anything else you want to pour salt into? Or
no, I think I'm pretty good.
You all right?
Yeah.
Mr. Decons, I can't thank you enough for your time this morning, but more importantly, what you've done for this program. Like, I you don't want it, but you have been an absolute hood ornament for this program. The amount of people. The amount of times, I kid you not, that we have had a conversation that if it's not the first sentence, it's the second sentence of, what the hell was Hayden doing when he X? You know, I mean, the amount of life you bring to the floor is uncharted waters. And the, like you said, the dedication you give to the sports and you obviously, there's no cruise control for you. It's always trying to find another gear, trying to get better, and it shows. Like every damn game you play, it shows, and it has been an absolute honor calling your games, and I cannot wait to call a whole lot more this year, and you know maybe a little trip to Kansas City, and we'll just go from there.
Yeah, that'll be fun. It'll be Kansas good. City, hopefully. Yeah. Thank you.
So once again, my thanks to Hayden Deacons for coming in bright and early on a Friday morning to get on Roll Diggs, and certainly really excited for his senior campaign. Just as good a guy as you're going to find. And I'll tell you, I mean, I don't need to tell you, man. He's just got the work ethic. He's got it all. Just a great kid. And, of course, basketball is starting before we know it as we make our way towards November. You can take a look at the schedules on godiggers.com. And then from there, season tickets will go on sale here before you know it as well. So make sure to stay close. Watch the ticketing page. And actually, if you're a season ticket holder from a year ago, you'll be getting an email about renewing yours before they open up to the general public. Okay. So once again, thanks for joining us here on Roll Diggs for Hayden Deacons. I'm Paul Panisco. Thanks for joining us. And until next time, take care.